Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on
people that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, Steve, this is from George from Steve Harvey FM. George says, "Hey, Steve, I'm one of your blue-eyed soul brother listeners, and I need some advice. This past Monday was Earth Day, and my teenage son has been reading or seeing online that there might be a water shortage in our town, and he wants to conserve water to help save our planet. As a result, he now says he's going to, quote, do his part to help the situation by refusing to shower. While I respect his intention, he also is playing baseball and soccer and sweating a lot.
What?
And then one day, he tried to refuse to flush the toilet. He insists that we're in the wrong for not caring about our community and the planet. Okay, I get the conservation and recycling is important. I get that. But what can we say to him that'll resonate more than whatever it is he's seeing on social media?"
Well, first of all, Blue Eyes Soul Brother, thank you for calling. Let me give you a couple pieces.
Yeah, George.
Number one, all you have to do with this little boy in this shower is coordinate with another parent down the street and ask them, can they bring their daughter to the house? And then have the daughter just politely say, "I don't like boys who smell. And I would never date a boy who smells." That case is over. The best thing I did at my boys' camp one year was, the boys were talking about manners. "Mr. Harvey, that's old school. Don't nobody open doors, pull out chairs no more. We don't do it like that. We don't walk. We walk whatever side. What difference? What side of the side were you walking on?" I had some young girls who were visiting my daughters. I had them young girls come down to the camp one night. And I brought them up on stage, and all 150 of them boys sat up in their chair because they were teenage girls, and they were gorgeous little girls. And they were going around the room, and I was just asking them questions without embarrassing any boy. "Do you like boys who wear their hair like this?" "No." "Do you like boys who sag and wear their pants like this?" "No." And I went down line with a couple of questions. "Do you know the next day that barbershop was full?" Them little boys in there getting haircuts. Them little boys was in there. I ain't see nobody sagging because the little girls was on the other side of the ranch doing some other things. And every now and then I'd go get my Polaris and put them on the Polaris and just drive them through the camp. You know, they stayed on the truck with me because they were teenage girls. I don't put them in the situation with the
boys. Right.
Them boys right there pull their pants up. That barbershop was full of boys getting haircuts. All you got to do is introduce that. Now, second, here's the other thing you do. What you're not finna do is you're not finna not flush this damn toilet.
Okay.
Come on, because you're going to get your damn jaw cracked in here. You ain't flushing toilet. I don't give a damn what's happening in the environment. You're not finna mess up this environment trying to save that damn environment outside. Yeah. Now, don't flush another toilet in here and watch what happened to your throat. Because I'm going to sucker punch your ass dead in your damn throat. Now, you got to add a little bit of blackness to your child rearing.
Blue-eyed soul.
Yeah, you ain't here leaving doors open, standing there with the refrigerator open, and you ain't bought nothing in there. Shut that damn door. All this here right here. Yeah, you ain't got to do that. All this respect. See, respect begets respect. Yeah, I'll respect your wishes you want to save the planet, but you're going to respect the rules up in here. Mm-hmm. Now, your ass ain't working. You're down here riding your funky ass around in here, running up and down this football field, kicking this ball and stuff. You're not finna bring your little stank ass in here. You ain't eating a damn thing till you bathe.
I like it.
Yeah.
That worked.
All right.
Nah, them the rules. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. That worked. Yeah, that worked.
Another one, Shirley?
Yeah, I do have another one.
We don't have time.
Okay. Yeah. That's all right. That's good advice, though, yeah, George. That was great good advice right there. Yeah.
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 I got teenage boys.
Yeah, that's why he wrote you, because he knows.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's on social media, so George, you heard Steve. That's
trying
what you
to save
do.
The earth.
Okay. Ooh, that boy stank, though. God.
No.
But not flushing.
I got
the
something
toilet.
You can say. You better save your earth. You better save your ass. That's what you really need.
We'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up at 20 minutes after the hour, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on
people that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.